Brewers fans, you've made the switch after the last pitch to this show for 12 seasons. Welcome to the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Now, live from the International Hyundai Greenfield and Hyundai West Dallas Studios, here's the franchise, Tim Allen and Bill Baby Tausch Schmid.
It is a final from Miller Park, and the results are not good as the Brewers fall to the Mets in game one of this four-game set, 5-0. And welcome, everybody. It is the Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Tim Allen, Baby Tausch Bill Schmid, live right here in the International Hyundai Greenfield and Hyundai West Dallas Studios. 5-0. This is a buzzkill, a little bit of a bummer. We're going to chalk this one up to, or can we, another shutout loss, just a bump in the road. That's nine now. That's a little bit concerning.
A little bit concerning. Positive end of this, if we keep it positive. Only five strikeouts as a team today.
Well, that's good.
There we go.
You would assume there'd be more with no runs on the board.
And a rolling Steven Matz today. I mean, he had everything working through those six innings that he was out there for the Mets.
Yeah, the changeup was
tough on
him.
This Mets team is tricky, man. They're a dangerous ball club.
You can't figure them out. They're streaky.
Mm-hmm.
And you met them earlier on in the year, and they were rolling a little bit better, and then they hit a funk, and then you don't face them, and now they're just coming out of it. And big game. Sets up a big game for tomorrow. The Brewers 31-20 after this defeat tonight as they fall in game one. Zach Davies in his return off the DL, not good.
No. Not good.
Four plus innings of work here for
Didn't
Zach.
Didn't get you any length.
No, and it's tough to blame the pitching per se on this one. Although he did have a bad outing, you got to score some runs last check to win a ball game.
That you do.
And they didn't score any runs tonight.
Could have done him a favor. Could have cashed in a couple of times.
Ninth shutout loss. That's a little bit concerning. We'll talk about the offense here. Later on, we're going to hear from Craig Counsell, see if he's concerned. And offense can be tricky that way, but still, they're going to have to step up the offense just a little bit. Zach Davies tonight, by the way, four-plus innings, allows four runs on six hits, a couple of walks, a couple of strikeouts in the performance, and really not what they were looking for in the return of Zach Davies. But, okay, we'll go back at him in 5 days. Zach will get the ball again. Not going anywhere out of the rotation.
No, he's sticking right in there. You're going back to him. So get ready to take the ball, Zach.
Maybe more concerning is the streakiness of the offense, and I'm a big believer that this offense, we're at the cusp here of just putting things together a little bit, and I really believe that. Braun, by the way, back in that lineup in the three spot, goes 1-for-4, did hit into, he had a base hit, had a couple of ground balls, one of which was a double play ground ball, and then a pop-up. So his return, he actually raised his average. What's 1-for-4? 250?
250.
So he came in 222. And so I would say that he's probably at 2.25, 226, somewhere in
223.
There.
223.
223.
Starting the crawl.
That's right. And you got to crawl before you walk. And Ryan Braun, as we've talked about, is going to be thrust and put right back into that three hole. And Travis Shaw with the day off against the left-hander, I think they're babysitting him like they did Eric Thames against lefties. Anytime there's a lefty, beware that Travis Shaw is going to get a day off. And I guess if you're going to get some days off, the lefty would be the day off. So I guess it doesn't surprise me. I figured Yelich or Travis Shaw would have the day off today. Zeus in that cleanup role, Braun back in that three spot. Want to get your reaction here on the Brewers. 5-0 loss today, 799-1250, as the Brewers again fall in game one of this four-game set at Miller Park. Still rolling hot, guys. You're not going to win every game.
You're still 11 games over 500.
So all is not doomsday here, but I will say that the offense, about the only thing that has me concerned.
Correct me if I'm wrong, 11 games over 500 was the high watermark last year. Before the All-Star break, correct? They had reached 11 games over 500 that Yankees series, or was it 10 games over 500? Either way, I mean, it's a horse apiece when it comes down to it.
And I don't think they had been 12 games over 500 since 14.
So you're still on the verge of a season that you haven't seen here for a while. Travis Shaw alluded to it yesterday. I was playing it all day long. That he says this team is different than last year because no one is going to be able to use the excuse of, we weren't supposed to be here.
Little different dynamic when people expect a little more out of you.
For sure.
And that's what's going to be interesting.
You got to be in a different headspace when you're a pro athlete with it.
You do, and that's what's going to make things interesting going through the summertime here. It is. And, you know, the offense, I think, is far better. And now this is my belief. They're far better than what they're showing. And at the very bare minimum, they're better than what they have shown thus far this year through the 51 games. 799-1250. Justin, you're first up on the Fan. Dude, what's going on? A tough one tonight.
Man, tough one tonight. But like you just said, man, I mean, sometimes it's like that. And Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler voice, sometimes it be like that. And, you know, we really just got to just take a deep breath tonight. Hopefully these cats don't call you. All the guys that, you know, that were saying the Brewers aren't that good and stuff start calling. The pitcher, this is my concern, though, Timmy. I get the offense thing, absolutely the offense. Like, man, we had bases loaded with one out and Ernan. I feel like if he could have just got that ball to an outfielder, that may change the whole scope of the game.
It could have.
You know, if those balls didn't hit off Perez's glove, and don't get me wrong, I'm not blaming Perez for them. Those were just, sometimes in baseball, you're going to have a good shot, right?
Yep.
Just like with golf, sometimes you'll hit a ball that'll hit off the top of the bunker that'll roll close to the pin, and sometimes it'll bounce back in the water. That's just the luck of the averages in sports like that. I think that we will come out, we'll beat the Syndergaard kid tomorrow, though. I hope I said his name right, but you know, I'm good for mispronouncing it. That's okay, though.
That's all right. We know who he is.
Jesus. Bro, like, man, he just was a little bit off, but that's okay. That's expected. Broad, you know, just, man, I would have really, I don't know, man. Craig, like, and I'm definitely not going to try to do his job because, Lord knows, I don't get that paycheck and I'm not that smart to do that job. But I just would have liked to see Domingo in there. I felt like Domingo was kind of getting into a cuss. He had a couple balls that he hit on the road trip and definitely at home that were darn near homers. But it's okay, man.
Like, yeah, you know, with Travis Shaw off, and we were talking about it during the game here, and I know Domingo Santana splits against lefties aren't good this year. However, he has been coming out of this thing. He normally hits lefties well, and you would think that that would level off. There was a game when Travis Shaw was off earlier this year where Zeus was playing third base. Braun activated back at first and Domingo out in the outfield. I like that better, and I'm no knock on Perez because he's got a tough job coming off the bench and not getting consistent at-bats. But, Dino, can you check to see what the Brewers did in that game where Aguilar was at third? I'm just curious. I can't recall.
One last point for you, man. I'm going to let you run because I know you got a whole lot of folks that hopefully they're not too upset. Just breathe. Please breathe. What we got to see going forward for these next three games against the New York Mets, we just got to hold them to the 230, 220, 210 averages that they have, man.
Yep.
And we'll take care of the rest if we can hold them to that, man. And I'm confident in his pitching going forward, man. And the absolute last thing I want to say, Tim, like, your thing that you close the show with every night, smile, someone's going to smile back at you. That is the most important lesson for our city right now, man. And, you know, things that you do that – Sparky, that the Big Show, that Bill Michaels, that everyone does. It's just awesome. And I think we can have some unity around this Brewers baseball and around a lot of other things in our city. But we just got to make sure we keep it positive in the 414, man. So love you guys, man. Looking forward to calling in tomorrow and shock of the world to beat somebody tomorrow. The most important game is tomorrow. Isn't that right, Tim?
It, absolutely. It's the biggest game of the year tomorrow, without a doubt. Justin, thanks, man. Put things into perspective. I try to. I definitely do.
It's part of our job.
Yeah, sports is sort of an escape. It is.
It's one of the. It's the best reality TV show that there is. The best reality universe or out of this world experience that you're able to have, man.
I mean, what are you out when your favorite team wins or loses?
a couple of minutes in front of the TV that you would have rather seen a better ending?
No, I do lose my mind sometimes.
You can go spend $15 at the movies and go see a trash movie and see a bad ending.
Could.
Here, you get a free one the next day.
Hey, the Dogs were in the ballpark tonight. If you're coming out of Miller Park, how was that? I have never been to a Bark at the Park night.
I haven't been at Miller Park this year while I was working with the Admirals.
You guys had one at the Admirals.
We had one, and it was one of the weirder experiences that I've ever been to.
One thing I find pretty interesting, the dogs have to buy a seat too.
Well, they're sitting in one.
Noel, what if it's a little lap puppy? My little guy there.
Just a little ankle biter?
Just like my two little guys at home, Schwarber and Rizzo.
You better quiet down. Those things are not ankle biters, man.
And no, their names are not Schwarber and Rizzo.
Those things are leg fracturing animals.
Those guys are big boys. I think it's the double seat for those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like some of us on an airplane.
Yes. Not you yet.
Not me yet. Not me yet.
No. Not yet. But
especially just, not after I dunked that basketball on your face.
How is it with the dogs in the park? I'm just curious. 799-1250 also commenting on the Brewers' offense. Have they hit their stride yet? I don't believe that they have. There's some somewhat concerning numbers here offensively. We'll talk more after the break. When I get your reaction here, Brewers fall in game one of this four-game set against the New York Mets. It's a final of 5-0. You're listening to the Blaine's Farm and Fleet post-game show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey.
Let's add this one up, Brewers fans. Time to go inside the box score. Brought to you by Dave & Buster's Wauwatosa. Eat. Drink, play, and watch sports.
All right, welcome back. Brewers get shut out tonight, 5-0, 799-1250. I'm thinking the offense needs to level off a little bit. I mean, we're getting at that point where they still haven't gotten to where they should be. They're averaging now, I believe, less than or right around 4 runs a game. Not great.
Yeah, it's not great. Not for a team that's 11 games over 500.
No, and they're getting it done with pitching. I think we're more concerned about the hitting, I think, than we are about the pitching.
I would agree.
2.48 coming into this game is the bullpen ERA. That's no surprise. We all know what they're doing. Starters ERA coming into this game, 3.96. That's no problem. We can deal with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's your offense, man. I just think that the streak is in them. I think there's a not just a streak, but a torrid, hell-bent kind of offensive deal. They've been doing it a little bit lately.
Just to take it off the sheet, 5-6 game run?
Something like that. Now, you won 9-2. You had an 8-3 win recently.
You had a few of them recently.
You have. So
an 11-10 comeback winner in Colorado.
Thinking you're going to come out of this, you're starting to come out of this thing, but still not all the way there yet. 799-1250. Let's go inside the box. Check out the numbers here. Inside the Box brought to you by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports.
Lorenzo Cain, 1-for-4, 1-for-3 for Christian Yelich, 1-for-4 for Ryan Braun, with 3 strikeouts for Brawny in his return from the DL. 0-for-3 with a walk and a K for Jesus Aguilar. Aaron Perez gets the start at third. He was 1-for-4. 0-for-2 with a couple of walks for Manny Pena. 215 batting average now for Pena. 364 average for Tyler Saladino, 1-for-4 with a strikeout as well. Orlando Arcia, 0-for-3. He's under the Mendoza line at 194 pitching lines. Davies, 4+, 6 hits, 4 earned, 2 walks, and 2 Ks. In his return from the DL, he's now 2-4 on the year. Dan Jennings, a scoreless inning, scattered a couple of hits, 2 innings, and 1 earned run on 3 hits and a couple of walks for Jorge Lopez. Boone Logan, a clean inning with a hit and a strikeout. Taylor Williams comes in for the ninth, gives up a hit, strikes out one, no runs in an inning of work. Brewers lose it on 5 runs, 13 hits by the New York Mets. They left 11 on base and no errors. The Brewers leave 7 on base, no runs, 5 hits, no errors. In front of a crowd tonight, Tim, I don't know exactly how many of these are humans, how many of them are dogs.
I wonder.
But 33,803 tonight at Miller Park.
33?
33,803.
Coming into this game averaging 32.7 per home date. And that is almost 5,000 more per game than last year. I mean, that's pretty good.
The attendance has been very, very good, very strong all the whole start.
It's just going to get better as this.
Well, yeah, once
race.
The kids get out of school, what else are the other excuses?
That's right. The weather is cold. People don't want to come out in the rain, even though it's a dome. They don't want to do that. But you do have the group outings coming in throughout the summer. So you got busloads coming in from Eau Claire and Wausau. And, you know, I was
you probably had a couple of senior skip days yesterday.
Probably. Yeah. You got the Moose Club.
Oh, that was a wild day.
You got the Moose Club in Wausau loading up a bus and coming on in.
Everybody over at the main event down in Kenosha getting a bus tour up there.
That's right. Moving forward. With Ford Financial Partners, we're moving forward together, FFPWI.com. Is the offense going to get better? They're averaging around 4 runs a game. Now, that's not, I guess, it's better. It is better than it has been.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to get it done to the potential and the goals that they've set forth here. And that's just
They're expecting more this year.
You'd need it to be somewhere around 4.5 or better. And now you put a 4.5... 4.5 per game average. Now you're rocking here with the pitching, despite tonight. And then Zach Davies will keep a close eye on him moving forward as well. 799-1250. Let's go to Whitefish Bay and say hello to Bob. Bob, what's happening?
Hey, I think it's the kind of game where you just gotta, you know, erase the hard drive a little bit. And as Sophie Tucker said, just keep breathing, Tim.
Yeah, you do have to keep breathing. Now, last time I was chill during a postgame show. Boy, I got a lot of grief for it because it was that 9-0 loss to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, what else can you do?
I'd rather lose that way than in terms of my emotions.
Oh, I'm with you.
Either way, a loss.
Lose with a walk-off.
Yeah.
You know, a 2-1 walk-off. I'm with you all the way.
Or an error or something like that. Those are tough. Emotionally, those are tough. But, you know, you have time to cope with a 5-0.
Yeah. So now to change subjects, I think, Tim, it's time for you to get off of Schneider here, if you know the expression. Time to get going here with this song.
Well, by June 1st, we got, we got about a week.
You're getting close. So if you can't decide, how about a bifurcated system like the financial show, I forget what it is, where they say if the market goes up, they play you're in the money or we're in the money. And if it goes down, they say stormy weather. Okay, so here, the Brewers lose. We play, I don't know, don't worry, be happy, or
okay,
blah, 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 something like that.
Okay.
And if they win, you know, celebrate good times, or, you know, the Hallelujah Chorus or the Ode to Joy or something like that.
All right, that's the first suggestion we had to two different songs. One would be on a win and the other on a loss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can't decide, then, you know, that's maybe one way to go.
Yeah, all right, very good, Bob. Thanks for the call. 799-1250. Do they have a certain section of the ballpark just for the dogs, or can the dogs go anywhere?
I saw dogs scattered all around. When we did it at the Admirals game, they were all in one select end zone.
Now, as a dog owner, I would be concerned with that many dogs around, but apparently this is done all over the country.
Okay, I'd be concerned with a few different things. First, who is going to pick up all the poop?
Well, I guess that's your...
Am I the only person that wonders that?
No, but that's the dog owner's responsibility. I mean, I would think that you come prepared with the doggy bags or whatever.
Once again, our friends at the Milwaukee Admirals, when we had it all planned out, we handed out bags. It was
you did.
Set in stone.
They may have tonight.
There was a clear and concise rule as to where the dropping should be taken.
So where are you going to take the dogs at Miller Park?
That's what I'm wondering. You can't just let them go off on... I know the roof was open, so I imagine the panels were open. I don't know if just in the left field bleachers, you had a couple just lifting their leg, acting like the green piping was a fire hydrant.
Right. You can't just take, you know, a you know, a big old dog dump and just thrust it under your seat like you would an empty nacho container.
You can't
container.
Do that with peanut shells.
No, you're empty.
Well, now here's the question. Do you finish the nachos and then hold it down there until little Sparky gets it all out?
Steven?
Okay, I didn't even think about it. How are we looking?
799-1250. Because I, like I said, I've never been to a dog day. I've never been to the dog day. And why isn't the dog day on dog days of summer? During the dog days of summer. Dog days of summer.
I'm surprised
is
you didn't bring the two boys in here.
Later on in the year. I've been meaning to bring the one. I think the one can handle it, the chill one. The other one just, he'd go crazy.
Yeah, I think I think Bus would be able to be in here.
Buster would, yes.
And hold it down.
Bo would be just, he'd be crying the whole time.
No,
just,
I think Bo would be eating Dino by now. I've seen that thing.
Or that couch over there. There's a lot of remnants of food particles and DNA over there.
Yeah, there's plenty of there. They would have a good field day with that
all
stuff.
All sorts of fun little smells over there. 799-1250. Brewers fall 5-0. And tomorrow, that sets up tomorrow. How do they bounce back after this one? We'll talk more after the break. Going to hear from Craig Council coming up. It's the Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey. Tim and Tausch on the Fan.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. So when it comes to the crew, who's hot and who's not? Brought to you by Steel Horse Realtor and Company. Your road home begins at steelhorserealtor.com.
5-0, Brewers fall tonight. Who's hot, who's not? The Brewers offense not. That's for sure, right?
Yeah, when you don't score, you're not considered hot.
Ninth time this year that this baseball team has been shut out. Nine times.
In the first 51 games. So now, if we take this to my golf score, my golf game, Tim, 51 strokes through nine holes is not considered good.
No.
So it's the same in baseball.
Not good.
Nine times getting shut out in 51 games is not good.
No, it's not. And that okay. part of it is, that's almost half your losses. I mean, if you're going to lose, save all your, I don't know.
That's true. You've lost 20 games. You've gotten shut out of them in nine.
I guess.
As well get your money's worth, I guess.
I guess. 799-1250. Hey, Brian, before we get to a few details on Craig Council coming up and some other stuff. Brian, you were at Miller Park, right?
Yeah.
How were the dogs?
I really didn't see a dog until the parade.
Until
That's
the parade?
Right, the dog parade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where were you sitting?
I want to say that I think Bronny was a problem tonight. That he was back in the lineup. I think he should be hitting he should put Aguilar back in third. Sal should be hitting fourth. Bron should be hitting fifth or sixth, not third.
I think
you can start running.
Well, you got shut out. I mean, we can't heap all this on Bron.
No, but you need to please. Sal was also out of the lineup soon, so we have to take that into consideration.
So was VR. So was VR, and yep. Arcia was in there. So
Star was out.
That he was.
Yes, he was. So
I'm heard of.
How many dogs were there? Would you say a lot of dogs were at the park tonight?
No, not a lot.
No.
I don't know how many tickets there were, but there must have not been a lot because I really didn't see any. So I saw a little bit of the parade.
Where were you sitting tonight, Brian?
I'm at bleachers.
Okay.
Right.
Right field or left field?
Right behind Bronny.
Right behind
All right.
Bronny.
Left nice. Field. Left field.
You were cheering him on then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good man.
All right, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. I'm still going to say that Bron deserves a chance.
That's good. I would hope.
And that, yes, that he is to be given a chance. However, I will say this, that even if Bron was a manager and Bron looked at Bron's numbers, Bron would bench Bron.
You'd say Bron
at some point.
You'd say Ryan Braun's a prideful person.
Yeah.
Smart individual, knows baseball just about as good as anyone in this league.
Seems somewhat intelligent, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. If he was put into a position of power, he would sit him.
At some point. I don't know if it'd be now, though. I'm not convinced it'd be now. He deserves every right to get out of this thing.
For sure he does.
You've got a little time to let him get out of this thing because the reward is worth so much.
Now, how much of that trust and that onus is to what he has done in the past?
Well, a lot of it is.
2007, 2011, 2012.
For sure.
Those
it
are
is.
Huge years.
They're huge years. Now, is he going to recapture that? Probably not.
Because in those years, I never saw him do this for a 6-7 week stretch.
No. So there is some diminished skills here. Can we at least meet there? There
sure.
are some yes. skills that are diminished
mm-hmm.
because of his age and you know wear and
I'm
tear.
I'm as big
on the
of
body.
A Ryan Braun fan as anybody.
Me too.
It's tough to watch the dude like this, frankly.
But let's say it's June 15th or June 12th. And Braun is still Braun? This Braun?
This Braun.
Braun would bench Braun.
That's a huge definition that we have to make sure we clear up.
I shouldn't say bench. I would say just move him down.
Put towards a reserve role.
Move him down and be a platoon-y type
him
guy.
Him and Santana
anyway.
Can be interchangeable pretty much.
Right.
But when we talk about, and I've heard that saying so many times that we've used it, Braun being Braun. When is Braun going to be Braun again? I don't know if we know who Braun is.
Who is Braun right now?
Because last year, Braun was a 265 guy who played just over 100 games. He's on just about pace to do that again this year.
Hell, we'd take that right now.
And he would be, yeah, that would be 45 points hit higher than he's hitting right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And the on base. In the month of May, he's batting .121.
Oh.
So we...
Man, that's tough to hear.
I mean, it's getting to be that
fair,
point.
He's missed about 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He's missed about half of the month of May.
33 at-bats, 4 hits. 4 for 33. Mm. I mean, that's not crazy long-term bad. It's bad.
It's pretty bad, though.
It's bad.
Shaw was, what, 4 of 46 on
something like
one of
that.
The road trips?
Yep. He busted out of it.
You have guys doing it.
You have to have an opportunity for Braun to get out of this thing. You do. But I will say, Braun would move Braun if Braun were the manager and saw Braun's numbers. I just think that there's more. He's better than these numbers indicate. Everyone says, you are what your numbers say you are. Well, when, though?
Oh, Lord, I sure hope so.
When you went 0 for 3 in opening day, so you're a zero hitter? No, it's longevity, and he's deserving of the right, and the reward is worth the risk if you keep him in there just to see what happens. You got to check it out. You got to make sure. And that doesn't mean that he can't get scorching hot in August or July or June.
Yep.
But just at some point soon, I don't know when that soon is, that's in quotation marks, that you're going to have to move him down.
You see him in the batting circle. You see him step into the box. He still looks the same. The pre-at-bat rituals, whatever you want to call it. He gets in there. He digs in. He's changing his batting gloves. And you keep looking at him as that he can still do some of the things that he used to do. And maybe we're clouded by what he did the first week and a half. Couple of big home runs, help you win 2 ball games. He walks it off after Yelich hits a solo shot. Braun, the next pitch, back, hits it into the left field bullpen. But I don't know if you can count on, if that's something you can count on, or if that's something that you need to look at as an anomaly.
He has the ability.
A totally different dude.
To impact games. And right now he's not impacting games.
But right. Can he still impact games by just having his name on the lineup card?
To a degree, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, to a degree.
That's a big part of him being who he is.
223 and an on base about 275. There is no manager in the month of June that is going to have those numbers in your 3-hole.
I would love to talk.
And counsel would live in the moment now and say, hey, man, he had his knock tonight. And that's cool. That's fine.
That's probably what he'll say.
And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. Don't mistake my point here. I'm fine with that right now. You get into June. a week's worth of June, maybe 10 days worth of June, maybe a tick more. We're at that cusp now where that three-hole number, 220s and 270 on base, can't have it. No manager would have it. You wouldn't have it. I wouldn't have it. Council's not going to have
it. Those are seven-hole hitter numbers.
I promise you he won't be batting three with those numbers on June 15th. It's not happening. It's not going to happen. Because nobody would make that happen. Right now, I think there's a debate that you can make that you give him because it's worth the risk, and the reward could be such a huge payoff if it works out, and you give him a little more time. I think that's worth that risk. 799-1250. We'll go to the northwest side and say hello to Willie. Willie, you're on the fan.
Hey, Phillips. Do you think Ryan Braun puts himself on a DL?
I think he tells them that he needs
some days off and should go on a stint.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that when he can't hit the ball, he just says, "All right, something hurting me. Put me on a DL." He's always with the team, which means he's always taking batting practice. But if he's not feeling, put me on DL, what the heck?
I think Ryan Braun is such a competitor, he wants to play.
I think he's too prideful for that. I can't see that being the case. Thanks for the call. But I will say, Tim, that there are times where he does look like he just needs a couple of days.
And that's probably what we deal with the last few years. And that's okay. But when he's in there, the impact that he can have when he starts drawing walks and taking the ball middle and away, look out.
That right center is just deadly when he is on.
Now again, just look around him in the lineup. Just pipe dream here with me, just a second here. Say Braun puts something together here. One of those torrid streaks, a 20-game where he's just off the charts kind of streak. There's still Lorenzo Cain, and there's Christian Yelich, and there's Shaw, and there's Zeus, and there's, just on and on and on. That's why it's worth the investment here. It is. And will he be yanked from the three-hole? If the numbers continue, ultimately at some point, yes.
Now, devil's advocate, there's no Prince Fielder behind him.
No.
And you're not going to have a Prince Fielder behind him.
There's not a Prince Fielder on this team.
There's no deal that you can make at the deadline that is going to bring in a Prince Fielder behind him.
No, you've done your offensive damage with Yelich and Cain.
So the guys around him can equalize that out.
They can. They're going to have to. And Shaw's Steady Freddy, man. That's what we were calling him last year.
Man, but Prince Fielder was fun to watch.
He's going to be back in town, I think, this year to go on the Wall of Honor. Is that right? I think I had read that I know he's going to be put on the Wall of Honor, but I think he was going to be here for the ceremony.
Believe so.
That'll be cool. That'll be really cool. 799-1250, your reaction after a 5-0 Brewers loss here. It's Tim and Tausch, the Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey here on The Fan.
Was it a moonshot or a big line drive? Let's get today's drive of the game. Driven by Acura of Brookfield's Memorial Day sales event. Now through June 4th, special lease and finance rates on select models, both new and certified pre-owned cars. Stop in today at Acura of Brookfield, 191st and Blue Mound.
5-0, Brewers fall. Their ninth shutout this year. Offense, come on now. Come on, man. Got to get it together.
That's
here.
All they needed. They needed a Tim Allen clap. Now they're going to come out tomorrow and bust out for nine.
There you go. Drive of the game in this one. Well, they had zero. No runs. So it wasn't a ball that was driven out of the park or into the gap for a two-run double.
My friend Jordan was at the game today. It was her birthday, so maybe the drive of the game could be her wheeling her way to Miller Park.
Could be.
Maybe all those dogs taking a lap around Miller Park.
In the parade. How about the...
the only parade that I will watch, by the way.
The garbage truck that has a few extra pounds in it because of the dogs.
Okay. That dude is the Chili's MVP tonight.
He might be the MVP.
That guy might be the MVP, the poop scooper that has to walk through and clean up all these dog droppings.
Yeah.
That's how the scientists talk about it.
Yeah, that's the drive of the game tonight. 5-0 final. Last time...
the garbage man.
Last time we had a 9-0 shutout loss, there was a caller that took me to task. Because I was a little chill on it, only for this reason. I'm never really happy with a loss, but I understand they happen. And 9 shutouts through the 20 losses. I mean, that's tough. That's a tough pill to swallow, and that's going to have to be remedied. But, you know, you're going to lose ball games, and I can emotionally handle a 5-0 or a 9-0 loss a little bit better than a 2-1. Far, far better than that. And it's all in the way you bounce back. And I still think there's much more to this offense than they've been showing so far this year, averaging around 4 runs a game, maybe a tick under after this one. I don't know. The 4.08 coming in per game, that may have gotten it down around 4, but I can't do that kind of math on the air. But, yeah, so people get more upset about a shutout 9-0, 5-0 than they do a 2-1. Well, this gentleman did.
Hey, Tim, I'm a little disappointed. Yesterday on your show, you said this was the most important game of the season.
Yep.
And now you're trying to bury it. Which way is it? You're flip-flopping that. You're better than that.
I love it.
It gets me every time.
I know that. I know
you're
that.
Better than that.
By the way, so
you just need that every day when you wake up.
You're better than that.
That should be your new alarm.
You're better than that.
That.
You're better than that.
I'm going to hit snooze.
You're better than that.
Are you sure?
You're better than that.
See?
Please.
That's the kind of positive encouragement we need.
Please.
I'm going to have a horrible show tonight.
You're better than that.
Okay.
Dino walks in here and says, guys, I got nothing today.
You're better than that.
You know who's better than a 1 for his last 20? Orlando Arcia.
You're better than that.
Ryan Braun at 223.
You're better than that.
Brewers getting shut out 9 times this year.
You're better than that.
Indeed.
$595 round trip to Vegas for the Super Bowl orbits.
You're better than that.
Man. Sorry, that just came off the cuff. We didn't plan that one.
Almost 20% of their games they've been shut out. Is that right, Dino? I mean, that's the math, right? 18% of their games. 9 wow. shutouts in 51 games. You're better than that.
Yeah, that's not
you're
good.
Better than that.
That earns one. That earns one.
You get the you're better than that award.
You're better than that.
Tonight. That's the broadcast award that should be handed out.
You guys for your Brewers retrospective behind a college radio station.
You're better than that.
Congratulations. You get a you're better than that award.
You're better than that.
Handed out by the post-game show, Nike. But I will say this. It's in the way you bounce back off those shutout losses. And we'll give Dino another project here. How did the Brewers do in those 9 games following a shutout? Now let's find that out. Let's find that out a little bit more information on that. But Craig Counsell would back me up by saying it is a very, very important game, if not the most important game of the year. Tomorrow, it's the biggest game of the year.
So the next game is the biggest game of the year. So I'm going to say that tomorrow. I'm going to say that next day. I said that after day one. That's how you treat it.
You have to treat it that way. And he said it the other day that, you know, your goal is to play good baseball, continue to play good baseball. And they have been playing good baseball, folks. You cannot win every game. And again, I'd rather lose this one than leaving 14 runners on base and 3 errors in the game, allowing 3 or 4 unearned runs to score. And you lose that way and you lose 4-3 or something like that. I'd rather, you know, these losses, get them out of the way, get them gone. The trick here is the consistency of the offense, and it just hasn't been there quite yet. You got to level things off in that regard. 799-1250. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell coming up in just a bit. And you've heard of this Palmeiro fella?
Rafael?
Yeah.
I mean, not since his day in court.
Okay, but had some pretty good success in the big leagues, right?
Yeah, he did. And then, wait, is he trying to play again?
He is playing professionally. I think it's an
inning in the third.
An indie ball.
Okay. Decided that you were going to grow out a mustache goatee combo.
And I couldn't do it and failed. But like you.
Sorry, I just wanted to bring that up.
Like you've reached the age crisis that younger people than you have hit the big leagues.
Oh, it's weird, yeah. That I have hit.
Isn't that weird?
It's very weird.
And then you hang on to it. Ultimately, you will hang on to whoever is older than you in the big leagues. And that's a big one.
So, I see.
The last man standing for me was Jamie Moyer. He was the last guy to retire from this game that was older than me. So it's all over now.
But if Rafael Palmeiro makes it all the way back.
Which he probably won't. But it's significant.
I would hope he wouldn't. He's, what, 57 years old?
53. That's why it's significant for me.
Oh, come
on. You're better than that.
He's exactly my age. Like to the day.
Really?
Right to the day. Same date, same year.
So he has the same Keno numbers as you.
Same Keno numbers playing, 924-64.
You're better than that.
We'll be back on the Fan.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's get the scoop from the skipper. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 9 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Before and after the game. 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Yeah, 5-0. The Brewers get shut out for the 9th time this year, and the day following a shutout in the prior 8. Now, we don't know what's going to happen the day after today, obviously, but in the prior 8 shutouts, the Brewers are 5-3 in bounce back games the very next game. I mean, you win tomorrow's ball game, you're 6-3 after getting shut out.
So what you're telling me is I should be positive going into tomorrow's game.
I think so.
I shouldn't be concerned.
5-3 is a pretty decent ability to bounce back after a shutout. The are you kidding me moment of the game.
Hold on. Before we get to that. Or maybe we can make this the are you kidding me moment of the game. But I think you failed to disclose a part of that information with the amount of losses.
Well, yeah.
After shutout
three,
games.
The three part
yes.
of that?
Yeah, finish that part up here.
Of those three losses following a shutout loss, they've been shut out again twice.
You're better than that.
Are you kidding me?
No kidding. Yeah, that's the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game, brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, a company you can trust, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Another Are You Kidding Me moment happened today. My son and I went out to get a bite to eat. And what do people not understand about a flashing red or a flashing yellow, or some people call it orange? What do we not understand about those two lights?
Oh, that you can go when it's flashing?
Flashing red means what?
Means stop.
Stop. Flashing yellow?
Like yield.
Very good.
Proceed with caution.
Very nice. Very nice. Don't stop. Because now the red guys, they don't know what to do. The yellow guy's going in both directions. Someone's trying to turn. It's a big cluster.
And it's even more egregious in these roundabouts that we have.
That's true, too.
You're in the roundabout.
Now, there's a reason there's roundabouts there. Now, we 5-6 years ago, we discussed this on the post-game show.
Because there's one right outside our building.
Yeah, there's a valid reason for them, and I can't recall what it was. Maybe we can get Dino on that, too.
I think it makes sense because you're just getting all the traffic to go one way, and you're just kind of like, yeah, you're out here, then you're out there, then you're out here.
Yeah, I can't remember like, why cities do that.
But like once you're in it, so you have the right to go until you need to leave.
That's another are you kidding me moment.
But then I'm getting in, and then it just stops.
I contest that people should be rechecked on driver's license. You should have to retake your test every 5 to 7 years.
Come on, man.
It
was tough enough for me to pass it the first time.
First two times. What are you talking about? All right, let's hear
You're better than that.
Yes, apparently not until the third time. Let's hear from Craig Counsell after the Brewers get shut out.
Matt's really good tonight, or just one of those nights where they didn't swing the bat that well?
No, I mean, I think, you know, we had a couple opportunities early in the game, in the second inning and the third inning. We had some rallies going. You know, the third inning's probably our best shot, but, you know, got put nothing up in that third inning, and then I thought he was pretty good. He did a nice job. He kind of settled in, and obviously the runs in the fifth helped him settle in a little bit too. So then it was a pretty quiet night after that.
What do you think of Zach today?
You know, I mean, I don't. It wasn't crisp, but it wasn't. You know, he was all right. He just, you know, he struggled with Nemo. I mean, Nemo's the guy that really just gave him all the problems. Other than that, I thought he pitched the lineup pretty darn good. You know, he left some pitches in the middle of the plate to him, and you know, really accounted for all the scoring or contributed to it big time. So it was really just one hitter that gave him a problem.
What about that play that he made, like that comebacker to end the first inning?
Yeah, it was a nice play. I mean, it's a very nice play. Just a reaction, and made a good play, and had the wherewithal to kind of stay calm and still make the play, even though he's, you know, looked like a line drive probably right at his head.
Craig, but you've been been out of major league action as long as he has, almost a month. Do you just need to get the first one and get your feet on the ground, and then hopefully next time a little more like his, you know, better self?
Well, I mean, I think with Zach, it's, you know, it's about making pitches, and he's got to be fine, and he's got to be on the corners and using four pitches. You know, I mean, he did that today. He just, like I said, he couldn't make pitches. Kind of the one guy that, you know, hurt him. So, you know, he'll be fine. I'm looking forward to his next start. He'll be fine.
It wasn't the same pitches either, was it? Nemo.
No, it wasn't. I mean, the first pitch, I don't remember the third one. It was fastball, curveball, and then I'm not sure what the third one was.
So it's not like he was pitching in the same
way? No, it's the low. It's the middle of the plate that got him.
Good to see Boone having clean.
Yeah, I thought Boone threw the ball well. I mean, his velocity was best we've seen this year, which is really encouraging. He's really letting it go. You know, he had some right-handed hitters that he kept making good pitches to. Had to throw some good sliders to the right-handed hitters. I thought he pitched Nemo really tough. So, yeah, he had a good inning. Yeah.
Did it surprise you to get shut out when you've been swinging the bat so much better? The offense had been a lot different the last few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I think, you know, we didn't produce enough tonight. We didn't, you know, there was a couple hard hit balls. Perez had one, Kane had one, but we just didn't, you know, we didn't do enough tonight. He pitched a pretty good game against us, and our opportunity to kind of score runs with bases loaded and, you know, one out and HP up, we couldn't capitalize and kind of break it open right there. So that's the way it goes.
This play was money. And this is the Potawatomi Big Money Play of the Game. Find your win at Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com.
5-0. It's going to be tough to find a big money play of the game with Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. You can win some free reward play over at Potawatomi.
Or you can find one.
We'll find one, for sure. Tomorrow morning, Chuck and No.
The big selfish.
Yes.
Sir Rami Makhlouf has to kick Chuck Freeman right out of his 6-10 time slot. He's been there for, what, 7 years?
Rami
just has to walk in and drop kick him out the door. Real Rami, nice, Rami.
Francis Makhlouf.
Is that his real middle name?
Yes.
Francis?
Sir Rami Francis.
I thought it would have been something different.
Don't call me Francis.
Is that what he says?
Or I'll kill you. That's from a movie.
Oh, what movie is this?
I can't recall.
Some other
the name.
Back to the Future made-up film?
No, it's Bill Murray was in it, where he joins the Army. Stripes.
Yeah, not ringing a bell.
No, okay. All right. Big money play of the game with Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Should we give it to Boone Logan? I mean, he was throwing some big money today. He didn't give up much of anything.
You're better than that.
Okay. We know Boone Logan is better than a 7-plus ERA coming in.
Well, but he might not be better than a clean inning, so why don't we just give it to him?
Yeah, big money play
Throw
of the game.
Throw him a Boone.
Yeah. Nice. We just did. We threw him a boon.
You're better than that.
All right, there it is. When they ask you at 7:35 tomorrow,
they also have some other stuff planned today. I was listening to Rami and Bart just be all sorts of excited for their big show tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
and apparently Bart does this show every day, but Rami is going to be on it for the first time tomorrow, and they're going to talk LeBron versus MJ, and at 7:20. Bart has some big bit plan that everybody should tune in for.
Okay.
I don't really remember the name of it because I was kind of just half paying attention while they were fangirling over their morning show tomorrow, but yep. It apparently is going to be funny, so we'll take that for what it's worth. I'm actually even going to wake up for it. I promised both of them that I would wake up tomorrow so I could hear some of their morning show.
But if you listen to it, it's radio.com app.
Right.
And you can catch everything
or
anyway.
Or if I do end up sleeping till 11:30, which probably will happen, I can just go to 1057fmthefan.com, click on Fan On Demand. It's presented by John Paul's Buick C, Highway 100 in Greenfield, and I'll have it right there.
You bet.
Just like the Tim and Tausch in the Morning podcast that will be back on Monday.
We'll be back on Monday. Dino has some information on why cities, municipalities... have roundabouts.
Looks like the short answer is roundabouts are much safer. 37% reduction in overall collisions.
Okay.
40% reduction in pedestrian collisions.
Very nice. Okay, so it's a safety thing.
Yeah, it's a safety thing.
But I was thinking maybe just to prevent more streetlights, and that's an added cost and whatever. But yeah, I guess
that
safety
would fiscally make a lot more sense.
Yeah, but the safety makes sense also. So that's... That's why you've
it
got
makes
them.
Sense because I've never seen somebody get hit on a bicycle at a roundabout. Been hit by a car.
We ran into a roundabout as we were headed from Phoenix to Vegas, and we're just sailing along. Just
that was
70
that
mile an hour.
Sketchy
and all of a sudden,
one
it's like,
right by the.
It's like slow down, slow down, slow down, and it's a roundabout
in the middle of a mountain range. That was when I told you, I said, dude, I am not looking to the side, because if I do, we're driving right off this thing.
That's some crazy stuff. It really was. That was a fun trip. All right, 799-1250. We're going to go inside the clubhouse, right?
Yep, right after this.
All right, who's the lucky contestant?
Oh, Zach Davies.
We're going to hear from Davies.
How jacked up are we?
Yeah, no, we are, because he needs to...
He's got some questions to answer.
Well, I'll get back into form here. I'm sure he can, but let's hear what Zach had to say next here on The Fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes post-game update as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by AdamDeputy.com. Ready to get inside a new house? Go to AdamDeputy.com. He gets deals done that others can't or won't.
All right, 5-0, the Brewers fall. Game one of a 4-game set against the Mets. You're going to want to listen to the Tim and Tausch podcast. That'll be back on the on the Fan on Demand on Monday morning.
Yep, it's back.
Because there are some stories that, you know, can't be really told here on this microphone.
That was different.
On our podcast microphone, they can be.
Well, apparently, not everything can be used on our.
That's true.
Podcast
That's
microphone,
true.
But we'll try there to was, circumvent that.
There were some issues with Tim and Tausch in the Morning podcast 19, and 20 will be, I guess, a little bit professionally safer.
That was my question. So it's just going. It's going right to number 20, right? Because 19 was done.
It was, and it actually got out for a few minutes there.
Yeah, it was loose. It's somewhere on the dark web.
Before it was hauled back in and reeled back in, and this one, again, just a much more professionally safe, although honest.
Still going to be truthful.
Truthful and honest, yeah, it will be.
But you don't have to say that we have to pull punches, but we will...
Control ourselves.
Yes, we'll err on the side of caution.
I went to confession and did my Our Fathers and Hail Marys.
And look, hey, you get a beach day out of it. Call it that.
Well, we'll see. I'm still fighting that. Let's go inside the clubhouse here.
I love a good appeal.
to hear from Zach Davies. 4+, 6 hits given up, 4 earned runs, and he just was not sharp tonight. Couple of walks, couple of strikeouts. Here's what Zach had to say after the Brewers lost.
Zach, first start off the DL, how would you say tonight?
You know, not too pleased with it, but, you know, it's the first start coming back from after about 3 weeks. So, you know, just got to work on stuff now.
How much were you getting a feel for command in that first inning?
You know, the command wasn't there pretty much all night. Got away with it for the first 4 innings. But in the 5th inning, gave up 3 straight hits. And, you know, it turned my night into not so good night. But, you know, again, something to work on. But, you know, now it's no excuses. It's you're back in game action. And, you know, it'll change going forward.
What does it mean, though, to make that play to get out of that jam in the first inning? It was a tough play for you.
Yeah, I mean, it saved the inning. I'm not sure how the defense was behind me, if it would have gotten through and somebody would have been there in the shift. But, you know, I was – once I knew that I gloved the ball, I was hoping that it didn't bounce too far where I could make a play, and I was close enough, and the runner wasn't fast enough where I had a chance.
Zach Obi-Limo was so tough tonight.
You know, I was just over the plate too much with him. Just bad pitches, especially ahead of the count with him.
Was it tough to figure out how to pitch him because he hit some breaking stuff and some fast?
You know, game plan was work him in. It was kind of guy going the other way a lot, likes the ball over the plate, and, you know, he pulled the ball really well, and he put it in spots down the line where we weren't playing, and, you know, he put the bat on the ball really well, so there's really nothing I can do.
There's Zach Davies after the Brewers' loss. And the thing about Zach Davies is that he doesn't get that emotional. And in some regard, I can respect that. You know inside, these guys at this level, they want to perform. And it does piss them off when you have a bad outing. But they have the cool thing is they have the ability to wipe it away and go back at it tomorrow.
Zach, something that we admire about these guys, man.
Big time.
The ability just to shrug it off and be right back at work the next day.
Probably the number one thing I admire about these baseball players, most of them, that can just live in that moment, and whether it's good or bad, they just move on to the next
day. It's amazing.
Very difficult to do. I couldn't do it. Way too emotional. I'd be a basket case. The first time I went 1-for-19, it'd be over. I'd be lost for a month.
Oh, come on.
You're better than that.
That's true. All right. Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey live here in the International Hyundai Greenfield and Hyundai West Dallas studios. Tim and Taos after a Brewers 5-0 loss.
You're listening to the Blaine's Farm and Fleet baseball postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. Hashtag MilHockey. Want $20 Chili's cash? Be listening to Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning at 8:35 and know the Chili's MVB to win. Chili's is back, baby. Back. Now, here's Tim with today's Chili's MVB.
A tough one. Do we throw him another boon? How about we make it Rami Makhlouf?
For waking up early and coming into work? I like that one.
Being a team player, he's doing a double shift, right?
Good one.
Yeah.
I'm more surprised. I'm still waiting. I have my alarm set. Let's see here. At about 4:45 is what I have it set for. Yeah, in case it's a migraine Friday morning.
Yeah, it could be. Chili's MVB, Rami and Bart will ask you that tomorrow morning at 8:35, and if you're the first person to correctly identify the Chili's MVB as Rami Makhlouf, you're going to win some free food from Chili's. That's brought to you by Chili's. Chili's is back, baby. Back. And so is Brian. Brian, you're on the fan. What's happening, Brian?
Good evening, gentlemen. Good to talk to you again. Real quickly about the roundabouts, the big deal is they reduce side impact collisions. My point's about baseball. It was a tough loss tonight. Let's give a shout-out to Lopez for going two innings.
That's true.
The bullpen did an outstanding job tonight. Once the damage was done, gave the team a chance to get back in the game.
Just the one run through five innings of work, yeah.
I am concerned about the susceptibility to the shutout like we're seeing tonight. I don't know what the problem is. I wonder if you had insights. My guess is you've got too many guys who are susceptible to collars or who are questionably performing, like Sogard played himself out of a job. Braun's been scuffling, although he's been injured. Up until a week ago, VR was scuffling, and then he got hot. Guys like that. It's just too many inopportune things coming together at the bad time. But the other thing about tonight's loss is they were hitting those balls hard.
They were.
The outfielder. So they were on it. They'll be back on it again tomorrow. Good to talk to you guys. I'll hear your answer.
Thank you, Brian.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Call anytime.
So side impact collisions.
Yeah, that's one of the things from roundabout. But see, there you go. A safety thing.
That's why we needed it.
The ball tonight didn't appear to be carrying that well. I don't know, just to us.
Mm-hmm.
Dino made the proclamation that if the dome was shut, the roof was shut, that the Brewers would have had a few home runs.
Yeah,
ball would have carried.
I didn't necessarily know where Dino was going with that, but I understand it. Now, did you see Jeff Passan's article today?
Regarding
Major League Baseball and their findings.
I did.
Officially saying baseballs are not juiced, but that it is due to aerodynamic variables.
How in the world?
So what they're saying is...
I have this in my notes, and we were going to get to the baseballs themselves. Where they're stored is, I think, key. I think that's one of the keys.
I think that has something to do with it. Yep.
And the manufacturers, you can't just change things on MLB.
No, you can't just decide that you're going to use a different lace of the baseball
and
just do it.
Right. And there's certain mud that is rubbed on some of the baseballs. I just that part of it I didn't get. There's the BB core, the core of the baseball. It seems too inconsistent. Can you make them uniform across? And we ran into this.
It was a wild idea.
With some talk shows last year, a couple of years ago, when the Deflategate thing came about with the footballs.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me game balls? You have the ability to submit your own game balls. The team can submit seven or eight footballs that you've been punting around for a week at practice, and Aaron Rodgers likes to scuff them up or rub them up or whatever he likes to do with them. Nonsense. Certain amount of balls for each professional baseball or football game. This should be the way it is. What do they do with hockey pucks? Probably same sorts of issues. I would guess basketball, same sort of deal.
Well, in basketball games, I can tell you that from firsthand point of view, they allow a captain from each team. Usually it's the point guard. Usually it's the guy that's going to be the primary ball handler. Goes out, they have one basketball that's going to be the game ball. They have one basketball that's the backup ball. And each guy gets a chance to go over, feel it, drop it down, see where it bounces. All right, cool. That's the ball we're going with.
Wow. Yeah, we're going to talk about the baseballs. That was an interesting article. I did read that.
It was really,
that.
Really well done, too. I mean, Jeff Passan has done a lot of very, very good works the last couple of months, but
yeah,
that one was very, very well done.
Him and I have battled on the air over the years.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
Is he one of those guys that says a pitch is a good pitch when it goes over the fence? Or?
No. It's more with the Braun thing and that sort of thing. That it was just before the Braun thing when he kept ripping on the Brewers aren't that good. And
oh, that's a long time. That's well past due.
Gosh, it was
we
8 years.
We should try to get him on the air.
It was 8 years ago. It's dynamite stuff. He's
awesome.
He is one hell of a reporter.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about that. All right, that's going to do it for us. Blair Hicks, the project, has been hanging out, as well as Dino. And for Baby Taos, my name is Tim Allen. Thanks to our crew at Miller Park. We'll see you again tomorrow night after the last pitch as you make the switch right here to the Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. And just remember, in games after shutouts, so far through the 8 shutouts prior to tonight, the Brewers have bounced back the very next game with a 5-3 mark. And hopefully it'll be 6-3 after they beat Syndergaard tomorrow. You guys have a great night and smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.